Hey, good morning, everyone. Not sure how things are in Maine. I understand there was some snow there. I don't know how much or what it looks like, but I hope everybody's doing well. Wanted to come along this morning and just share something with you that I think you may find very beneficial. One of my absolute favorite accounts in the Bible is of a man named Elijah. All of you probably know who Elijah is. In fact, the Bible says, one of the things I like about it is the Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 17, it says that Elijah was a man just like us, or just like you. So if you want to read about that, you'll see that how Elijah prayed and God answered that prayer in not a natural way, but a supernatural way. So I'm going to give a very condensed version of this so that you can just take the highlights and maybe go back and read it later. But Elijah had this great victory on Mount Carmel, but shortly after that victory, Elijah got word that Jezebel wanted him dead. Basically, she was going to be hunting him down, and she swore that she would get him. And so Elijah was anxious, overcome with fear, and he had to beat feet across the desert, as we used to say. He was out of there. He was scared to death, totally anxious, had no idea what he was going to do or if he was going to be okay. We see this in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3, and it says that he ran for his life. So that pretty much sums it up. And for those of you, you may not have ever had to run for your life, but I know a number of people are worried about a lot of things, and anxiety always feels the same regardless of what's driving it. excuse me. So once he pretty much collapsed of exhaustion, which you can understand, he woke up, he found himself alone. Actually, the angel of the Lord woke him up, but I'll let you read that on your own. When Elijah woke up, he was depressed. He was certainly on the edge of anger, maybe even quite angry. And he was alone, depressed, and angry, we'll say. He was in the wilderness, and he was overcome with despair. You add all of this up, and obviously we see that that's what it equaled. It's just, he was in total despair. And it says in the scriptures that he even prayed to the Lord that he might die. Why do you need to know this? Well, there's one major reason. Because you are never more vulnerable than you are when you're exhausted, anxious, depressed, or isolated. Ironically enough, our required discipline to avoid spreading this virus involves things that lead us to be more isolated. God didn't create us necessarily to be isolated, and isolation is dangerous in that respect. It can make us very, very emotionally and spiritually vulnerable. So for some of you, this may have left you isolated, depending on your situation. But even if you are with others, you can also feel isolated and alone, because even families that are together feel like there are certain things, or a lot of things they cannot do, or they cannot leave the house, or if they leave the house, they're taking extra risk. So in the depths of Elijah's struggle, we see what we'll call stop number two. After he had stopped in the desert under the broom tree, the angel woke him up, gave him some food, some strength for the next journey. And we see that his next stop, he's hiding out in a cave. This is after traveling 40 days and 40 nights, and we see this later in chapter 19, verse 9. And it says, the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And I just would ask you, let me just say that again a little bit more directly. What are you doing here, Elijah? And I want to know, when I say that, if you catch it. It's very, very, the way that was stated is critically important for all of us to understand. It's central to this message. God saying, "What are you doing here?" tells us that God himself was with him. God himself was with Elijah. So we know that that is really, really important. We know that God wasn't asking Elijah because he wanted to know where he was or needed to know what he was doing there. God already knew that. But by saying, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" He was clearly demonstrating that he was in Elijah's presence. So that's really awesome. I read this and I say, you know, I think about what Elijah was feeling and what other people may feel from time to time. You may be lonely, but you're not alone. You're never alone. You may be anxious and you may feel isolated, but you're never you're never out of God's reach. And you may not even know what you need, like Elijah. For example, you know, Elijah was there. He had no idea what he needed. He just knew what he was feeling, and he was overcome by those feelings of despair. So even though you don't know what you need, or you may not know at a time like that what you need, God knows exactly what you need, and he showed up, and he will show up for you the same way that he did for Elijah. So the next time you think or hear the words, what are you doing here? Know that you are in God's presence. That's the important thing to remember. Just think about it today. What are you doing here? Well, I'm in God's presence. So today, when you have lunch, maybe in a couple of hours, picture yourself, picture God asking you at lunchtime as you sit down to pray before you eat. Picture God asking, what are you doing here? And I want you to take a moment and answer him and say, Lord, I am here enjoying the lunch that you provided. I want you to have that kind of conversation with God, because it's about acknowledging his presence. It's about acknowledging that he has provided for you and that he's taken care of you. Tonight, when your head hits the pillow, listen to God whispering, what are you doing here? And your response to that is, Lord, I'm being comforted and I'm being comforted and being reassured and renewed in the dwelling place that you provided. And then just say, and Lord, I shall dwell with you. So that really is just the highlight of my thoughts today. The miraculous presence of God with Elijah, even though Elijah didn't realize it, God demonstrated it clearly. And let me take you back a few weeks to remember I said a few weeks ago, there are certain times when God will ding us. I used a little example of the thing in my car going off. And this week it may feel like God is not only dinging us, but maybe gonging us to get our attention. And really what we need to do is just remember that he is present in the same way as Elijah, and that he knows what you need. He will show up to help you. He will reassure you that you're not alone. I thought it was interesting. It's just a little catchy, doesn't really mean anything. But I thought, well, maybe one of the ways to deal with COVID-19 is to go to 1 Kings 19. And 1 Kings 19 contains a lot of truths about Elijah and about God and about what, and it's the same God that loved you, that loved Elijah. And so go to 1 Kings 19, read that, look at how God comforted Elijah, basically lifted him out of depression and despair, took away his anxiety, and put him back on his feet. So if you're struggling today, just think of the words, what are you doing here? Lord, I am here to dwell with you. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for what you've done for us. And thank you for always being there. In his name, amen. Have a great day. Have a great week. We'll see you in a couple days. Thanks.